Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I am thrilled today to introduce you to Venus Stark. Venus strives every day to live a life of purpose, one full of passion, excitement, and meaning. Her mission is to empower you to strive to live an exceptional, confident life and not accept anything less. She's dedicated her life to constant personal and professional development. The driving force of all of her success was developed through insights, wisdom, and observations and experience of many confident, successful people. By developing all of that knowledge into a proven techniques, she has been able to mentor countless people in her life, helping them find their passion, gain confidence, and become their best so that they may thrive and flourish. And she also has a brand new book that we're going to talk about today, Blah to Bling. Venus, welcome. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Vicki.
Okay, so Venus, tell us a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose in life.
Well, I've always been very passionate about life. I love being creative, learning new things and new adventures. When I'm on a mission to achieve something, a goal to reach for, I really thrive then. My purpose actually found me. Others was always coming to me for guidance and all sorts of things. Complete strangers would even walk up to me and ask me for help and advice. I realized that my purpose was to help others discover their passions and to inspire them to not settle for average, instead to strive for an exceptional life because they do deserve it.
That is so beautiful, Venus. What a wonderful contribution to the world. So tell us a little bit about how you came from this passion and purpose and started applying it to your writing.
Well, I've actually been writing my entire life. I have countless journals, notes, ideas, and thoughts. It was just in 2017 that I finally put it all into a book to share with others.
Venus, tell us what inspires you to create and to write.
Well, success stories. I love hearing from others. It inspires me when I see how others have overcome challenges and succeeded. It gets my creative juices flowing when I get a new idea or a tip or gain new insights and knowledge. And then I want to put it into my own words from my perspective so I can give others hope to help them realize that all is possible.
Oh, that's so beautiful. So have you experienced some challenges with your writing?
Absolutely. My two greatest is procrastination and perfectionism. I knew I had a lot to share that the world could benefit from, but I kept it to myself, waiting for the perfect time when it was good enough, and I had to realize that it was never going to be perfect, and now was the time.
Yeah, that's so true and so important. So if you could tell me a little bit about, once you realize this is the time, what pushed you into actually writing? What moved you from being stagnant in your writing endeavors and moved you forward?
I actually hired a coach, a writing coach, and they helped me to get past the procrastination and the perfectionism and helped me to realize that I had a message that needed to be shared.
That's the most important thing. I think when we start looking inward at ourselves and not so much as outward in what we can share with the world and how we can change the world, it changes everything. So that That's so, so important. So what are some of your favorite tips?
Well, I would remind everyone to remember that you are good enough. And if you always strive to do your best, you are a success. And the accomplishments of others have nothing to do with you. And you should never compare yourself to anyone but yourself. Always remember, perfectionism is the death of success. Good and done is better than procrastinating till it's perfect. There is no such thing as perfect. And I believe confidence is the key to living your life with passion and excitement. And it is simple to build. It's just one simple step at a time. So we need to remember success is nothing more than small achievement. It's as simple as working toward being a little better tomorrow than we are today, no matter how small.
That is so great, and that is so achievable for everyone. When you look at the big picture, sometimes you just get lost, and it looks like so much. So tell us a little bit about your book and what you hope readers will take away from it.
Well, I hope that they realize that life is meant to be lived with passion and purpose and excitement, not merely survive. It's something to be created through our dreams, not something we just settle for. Freedom, fulfillment, and love, and being accepted are all possible, and we don't have to just settle for a life of stress, hassles, and uncertainty and conflict all the time. So I guess my greatest hope is they understand that they have the power within themselves to choose their destiny. They just must use it.
That is really, really wonderful. So when you look at your book from the standpoint of how it might impact the world, almost like a legacy, what does that look like for you?
My wish is to give them hope and to open doors to a world of possibilities and discovering that they should believe in themselves. And I hope it guides others to accept and love themselves, because if we would do that, we would not need to put others down, and we would not allow addiction, greed, hate, and jealousy to rule us. I hope we all can strive to be better tomorrow, and if we did, it would all be better for everyone.
What a beautiful vision for the world, and what a tremendous contribution you're making with your mentoring and now with this wonderful book. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate you being with us today. Tell us how our listeners can connect with you. Do you have a website or someplace on the web where they can connect further?
Yes, I have a website. It's fromblahtobling.com. I also have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn that they can connect there as well.
That's so beautiful. Do you have any parting words that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I just want to thank you very much for your time, Vicki, and I hope that this book enhances lives for the better.
Beautiful. I know it will. Venus, thank you so much for sharing all of your wisdom and sharing your time, and we really appreciate you. This has been so valuable.
Thank you.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a fabulous week.